By 1968, school had become a vast irrelevancy to me, and I to it. My reading at that recalcitrant refusenik stage of my life was largely confined to football annuals and music papers. And then one day Tony Whiteman brought a grubby, well-thumbed paper back into class, promising that there were mucky bits in it. The book was called Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush, written by Hunter Davis. It had originally been published in 1965, and bolstered by the success of a recent film adaptation, was already on its fifth reprint by the time I read it. There were mucky bits in it, of a laddish, boorish and boastful kind that was all too familiar to me, but there was much else besides, and it was the much else that resonated with my insecure 14-year-old self. I was hooked by paragraph 3. Jamie McGregor, the book's cut price Holden Caulfield, talked about going uptown on a Saturday morning. "Nothing ever happened and I was usually bored to tears," he says, "but I always felt something might." And there in essence was my early teens. By the end of the first page, Jamie is smoothing his hair and trying to walk unself-consciously at the sound of an approaching bus full of high school girls. When the bus goes by, it is empty. And there again, in a nutshell, was my adolescence. Sure, the book is borderline pulp, and much of it is written in the style of someone who was clearly destined to be a better journalist and cultural critic than he was a novelist, says he. But Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush is nuanced and poignant in places too. It speaks accurately of a male adolescent mindset, and I instinctively recognised and understood its nuances, and the poignancy I got soon enough. I never saw the film version at the time, and when I finally did see it on TV in the early 70s, I was dismayed to discover that producer Clive Donner had simply magnified the more laddish aspects of the plot, eradicated all the pathos and sensitivity, and turned the whole thing into a facile, swinging 60s sex romp. But dreadful though the film was, it never entirely diminished my wistful admiration for the book, or for what it did for my sense of teenage self-awareness. In fact, as the years went by, Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush evolved into my own private Arcadia, so much so that I vowed never to read the book again, for fear of casting unwanted daylight on adolescent magic. I remained faithful to this vow for the best part of 3 decades. And then, one May evening in 1994, while packing clothes and Factor 57 before an early morning flight to the Balearics, I found myself purely on impulse, forgetting 30 years of refusal, and slinging my cherished copy of Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush into the suitcase. A couple of mornings later, in the full unforgiving glare of the hot Ibiza sun, I opened the book again, and discovered, to my immense relief, that Arcadia was intact, and that no amount of daylight could diminish its magic. There was Jamie McGregor again, and indeed there was I again, 14, going on 12, going on 25, going on 12 again, still far more unsure than cocksure, still knowing that nothing was going to happen, but driven irrationally by the feeling that, well, you never know, something might.